It is a safe bet that one of the greatest sports rivalries in America is the one between Michigan and Ohio State. Well, there's a Beat Michigan campaign happening right now in Buckeye land that even the most diehard Wolverine fan could not complain about. A 12-year-old Ohio State fan has been fighting brain cancer for the past 2 years. And to get him through the grueling chemo to help him marshal every bit of energy toward beating that cancer, young Grant Reed has named his tumor Michigan. And guess what? It's working. Plus, there's nothing like some internet fame to take a kid's mind off the tough realities of a cancer battle. Joining us from Columbus, Ohio is Grant's dad, Troy Reed. Hello, Troy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. I just did a quick Google search, Troy, and as of this afternoon, this story of Grant naming his tumor Michigan shows up over 2,300 times, and it just came out. Did you ever expect this much attention to Grant and his Michigan campaign?
Never. Not in a million years. We did a local story, just kind of as a feel-good piece, really, for the kids that are still here fighting to show that, you know, yes, you can beat this disease, and, you know, never expecting it to air worldwide.
And you are right. It is worldwide. And I think we should set the stage here by saying it is very fair to say that your boy really is a lifelong Buckeye fan, because it goes back to you and your wife, doesn't it?
It does. My wife and I were both members of the Ohio State University Marching Band when we were in college. It's where we met. I actually proposed to her at the halftime of the Ohio State-Michigan game in 1994, which coincidentally, the whole time we were in the marching band, was the only time that we ever beat Michigan. we had a really good day that day. It was wonderful for us. But he has been brought up knowing that every Saturday in the fall is football Saturday, and the world kind of stops for a few hours while we watch the Buckeyes play.
So, Troy, tell us, where and how did the idea of naming the tumor Michigan come from?
Well, when Grant was diagnosed, his oncologist came into the room after we had gotten admitted to the hospital and started talking to him about the tumor and about cancer, and he really didn't want anything to do with talking about it. I think in an 11-year-old's mind, that life and death discussion is something that they just don't want to have, and I can't say I blame him.
Sure.
So she decided, you know, she talked to us for a little bit, and she's like, you know what, Grant, we can't talk about this if we can't call it something. She goes, so your goal for the night is to figure out what you want to name this and come up with something that we can call it so that when we talk, we know that's what we're talking about. So she left, and that evening we were sitting around his bed playing a board game, and he kind of stopped and looked at his mom and I, and he's like, I know what I want to call it. And we're like, well, what's that? And he goes, I want to call it Michigan. And we're like, really? Well, why is that? And he goes, because. He goes, Ohio State always beats Michigan. And obviously he didn't live through the years we did. But in fairness, I think, you know, his mom and I talked about it, and it was an excellent choice because, you know, you have that rivalry, and for him to be able to put it into terms he can understand, you know, watching football every Saturday, that it's a competition, it's a battle. You go out there and you fight, and if you want to win, you have to do the work to get there, and you have to prepare, and you have to be mentally tough and strong to win the game. And I think that put it into a term that he could understand, that is something, it's a fight he's going to have to battle. And you don't have a rivalry because you beat them every year, and you don't have a rivalry because you lose every year. You have a rivalry because you split the difference, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And I think it's a pretty good synonym for what cancer is. You know, it's a battle that you always want to win, but not everybody gets to. So I thought, you know, his mother and I thought that was a very apt term to call it.
So it really marshaled his fighting spirit. How did the OSU team support him?
They've been great. Actually, Ohio State as a whole, the whole athletic department has been phenomenal. We've had, several players came and visited him during his treatments. Coach Meyer has come in and visited him. You know, the hockey team sent a signed hockey stick. You know, the girls' basketball team sent a ball. The men's basketball team sent a poster. it's just been amazing the amount of support that he's garnered from Ohio State.
And what has it meant to Grant and to you and your wife as his story has made its way around the world? What has that meant for him?
It's been awesome. You know, we got readmitted. His last chemo was last Friday. He got to ring the victory bell, which was an awesome thing for his mom and I to see. But the next day, unfortunately, he developed a fever, and, you know, he came back in and was readmitted on Saturday with a bacterial infection, bloodborne bacterial infection. But we've got that under control. But it has meant sitting in the hospital for, you know, several days now with nothing to do. So this has been a nice diversion for him because he can see himself on the internet, and he can Google images of Grant Reed and Google, you know, his name and see all these different stories. Like you said, a couple thousand different articles on him now. It's been fun for him. You know, when ESPN Sports Center put his story on their Facebook page, it got, I think, 62,000 likes, and he's thought that that's just super cool. So it has given him a nice diversion to think about something other than just sitting here.
I noticed, Troy, as I was checking out the stories, typical reader comments to stories being published about Grant, and there was Michigan fans like a fellow named Tyler Ross, and he wrote, "I'm a Michigan sports fan. I feel so proud to be part of the greatest rivalry in all of sports. It's safe to say this is the only time I'll find myself hoping for an Ohio State win. My heart and prayers are with Grant and his family." What do words like that mean to you?
You know, I have to say, Michigan fans have been a class act about this. You know, from Coach Hoke all the way down, we've garnered so much support from Michigan fans, and so many of my friends that are Michigan fans even, you know, say, "You'll never hear me say this again, but I hope he beats Michigan." You know, for something like this, everyone can come together and put aside some differences on the field and just care for a young man who's battling a terrible disease.
Well, we may be a service of the University of Michigan, but we too can say at least this once, we are very glad that Grant and Ohio State are beating Michigan.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that so much.
Troy Reed, his 12-year-old son Grant, a true OSU fan, is beating his brain cancer, a tumor that he has named Michigan. Best of luck to Grant and to you and your wife, Troy.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it so much.